Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
And welcome back to WWL. Todd Manessa's in for Tommy Tucker this morning in WWL First News, along with Tim Zimmer running Master Control, doing everything this morning, doing it pretty good so far. Good. He's like looking at me like, it's what I normally do every day. And David Blake working on our news. Not only did the Saints play this weekend, but LSU played, sort of. They had their scrimmage, I believe. Was it their third scrimmage or second scrimmage so far? Third this season. Mike Scarborough, who is editor and publisher of TigerBait.com, joins us. Mike, was it the third scrimmage they had or the second?
It was the second major scrimmage, okay. Which is the all-important one before, you know, they break for camp and school starts. And even though they kept Clyde Edwards-Helaire out and Justin Jefferson, you had Burrow back, which, you know, helped the offense obviously perform much better than the first major Saturday scrimmage. So, it's I know he likes to call them preseason games, but second major Saturday scrimmage.
Looking at what Coach O said, and we heard it in our newscast, he's talking about Burrow. He said he looked like a shining diamond, completing 14 out of 24 passes. Does that sound like a shining star to you, or in LSU quarterback terms, is that a shining star?
Yeah, you know, without knowing the situations that they set up for him, you know, we used to always laugh, particularly under Les Miles, you know, when they would give stats how accurate they were. You know, without knowing what the setups they had for him and down and distance and so forth, it's hard to look at a stat sheet and say who really performed at the top level, because they don't allow the media at the scrimmage.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, and then I guess he could say anything, but he said he went 14 out of 24. Looking at this team this season, you know, I think what most Tiger fans are looking for, Mike, is for the offense. And I think what Coach O was alluding to is to not be so one-dimensional, to not run first. I think Tiger fans have been asking or trying to get a quarterback to try to get a dynamic offense that your opponent's going to keep them off the, you know, off the block. They're not going to know what to expect. When you've got the mentality that we had under Les Miles for all those years of you're going to run, you're going to run, you're going to run, you're going to run, you're going to pass, you're going to run, you're going to run, you might pass. It kind of gets repetitive, and the other teams pretty much know what to defend against. And I think maybe he's trying to show, hey, this offense is going to be a little bit different than what we've seen in the past with Burrow this time. We're going to let him pass more.
No, there's no doubt. When you go to practice and You see what the receivers are doing. You're seeing the running backs lined up at wide receiver. Very rarely is Joe Burrow, if at all, or Miles Brennan under center. Mm-hmm. Always in the shotgun. And, you know, all you have to do is really talk to the receivers themselves. And a big barometer, of course, is the commitments for the class of 2020. I mean, you've got arguably the best wide receiver on the West Coast committed, best wide receiver on the East Coast committed, two great ones from Louisiana, got the fourth one Saturday night in Coy Moore from Rummel. Mm-hmm. These kids are all buying into the new offense because they know what LSU's doing. They're sitting down and watching tape. So the offense is going to be new and improved. Certainly LSU's not going to get away from their bread and butter. Mm-hmm. I mean, look, you have to run the ball, and he does want to be balanced and be 50-50. But this offense is going to throw the ball. It's going to be hurry up, tempo. And, you know, but the only worry going forward is the offensive line, which is the weakest link on the football team.
All the scouts and the experts around the country, Mike, say that LSU has probably the best chance in the SEC of beating Alabama this year. Do you agree from what you've seen?
Yeah, but it's still a tall order.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you have to go
It's still David and Goliath, but yeah.
Yeah, but if you get past week two in Texas, the schedule sets up for LSU when you've got Auburn, Florida, and Texas A&M at home. And that's why most people in the media are picking LSU 11-1, 10-2 at the worst. I don't know of anybody out there picking 9-3. So if you can be in that 10-2, 11-1 range at the end of November, then you're talking about an at-large playoff berth possibility without even playing in Atlanta. It sets up well for LSU.
All right. Mike Scarborough, editor and publisher of TigerBait.com. We'll take a short break right here. When we come back, Mike, we'll get your final thoughts on LSU heading into the season this year. Todd Vanessa's in for Tommy Tucker. We'll be right back on WWL. And welcome back. Todd Vanessa's in for Tommy Tucker. Mike Scarborough, editor and publisher of TigerBait.com, is with us. Mike, any final thoughts on LSU heading into this season? What are you expecting?
Well, no, I think it all comes down to the offensive line for LSU to meet expectations. If they can avoid any catastrophic injuries, I think if they're given time to come along, I think the offense might actually be able to help them as a group, but they can ill afford any injuries. But I think there's just a lot of excitement. I think you've got each unit on the football team is one of the best in the country, whether it's you got to like your group at running back, your defensive line, your DBU, the linebacking group post Devin White, just a whole lot of extreme talent. And then from top to bottom, the coaching staff is the best it's ever been at LSU. And then you've got analysts walking around the building in big numbers. When you've got Hall of Fame NFL coaches, Kevin Falk, and guys that are not officially your core group of assistants walking around to help assist those guys, I just think it's a huge difference between what we were talking about this time last August to now in the outlook for the season. So a lot of reason for the high expectations, and I know everybody can't wait for kickoff to get here.
So would you say the Tigers are all in this year for football? I mean, everything is in to try to make this the best season under Coach O so far?
I believe it. You see it in the kids. I think they've got a large number of leadership quality kids on the team at multiple positions. They look hungry. You're coming off a 10-win season and a Fiesta Bowl win. I just think it's all there for them to be successful. If they can avoid having one of those years where the injury bug, gets you. But if everything stays is healthy and they're able to, like I said, that week two game at Texas is the pivotal game. You get past that one, and you're set up for the rest of the way, and you got a little tiny margin for error for it to set up the way you want it to.
All right, Mike Scarborough, editor and publisher of TigerBait.com. Mike, thanks so much for taking time with us this morning here on WWL.
Hey, anytime. Talk soon.
All right, we'll talk at you later, of course, as the season goes on.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.